This movement is a totalitarian movement because what they want is to control every institution in society. They want every institution in society, every mind in society, to conform to their view of what's right. This is not a live and let live kind of a movement at all. If it ever was, it isn't anymore. This is a movement that has an idea of what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. They have an idea of human sexuality and its place in our lives. They have a set of ideas, and their ideas are diametrically opposed to the Christian idea, and one set of ideas is going to drive out the other. And I think a lot of people have thought, well, you know, we can live and let live. We can come up with some kind of compromise, you know, where they do their thing, we do our thing. But it's quite clear now that this group of people is not going to be satisfied with any such compromise. They're not going to let it go until their idea has replaced the traditional ancient teachings of the church on all of these matters. That they're not going to stop until one idea completely drives out the other. So I just think people need to see this for what it is and decide which side you're going to be on, you know, because I think the possibility of straddling or being in the middle or compromising, those possibilities are all being taken off the table. And they're being taken off the table by the radical gay agenda.